Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu amri wulati al-umuri bil rifqi bi ra'ayahim bi ra'ayahum wa nasihatihim wa shafaqati alayhim wa nahyi an ghashihim wa tajdidi alayhim wa ihmali masalihim wa al-ghaflati anhum wa an hawa'ijihim. The chapter on commanding those in authority to be kind to their subjects. What happens generally is when a person is in authority, then very often the temptation is there to overlook those that are below him. And this position of authority comes in different forms. Sometimes it can be a master-slave relationship, sometimes it can be a president-subject relationship, sometimes it can be a employer-employee relationship. But so long as a person has got authority, that authority is very easily can be abused. Sometimes it can be authority in a trust that a person is handling. It can be authority if he's an executor of an estate. It can be money is, for example, his holding of yatim, of people that don't have parents, young children's monies he may be holding. He may be acting in a position as a guardian. He may be acting in a position of treasurer. But a person has got some position and there are some people that are below him. Now here there is a great possibility. If a person doesn't have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there's some abuse that he can carry out. And we can see today in our country and other places that those in authority, how easily they abuse it, the funds, sometimes it's power, sometimes it's the way they mannerisms they carry out, or policies and procedures they put in place. But those that are subjects have very little say and they can do very little. So therefore Shariat has put in a intervention, has put some type of control in place to regulate and to make it easy. That you are in charge, you have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will be your guiding light. This will be your navigation system to navigate you how to treat those that are below you. If you don't have this, then very easily you can overlook the rights of those that are weaker and below you. So therefore this chapter now is dealing with this. Those in authority to be kind to their subjects, to give them good advice and to be compassionate towards them, and forbidding those in authority from deceiving them, being harsh to them, neglecting their best interest and being unmindful of them and their needs. See how beautiful Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this chapter, explaining those that are in authority what they should do and what they shouldn't do. Let's just quickly repeat it. He should give them good advice, be compassionate towards them, and forbid, and then what they should not do, forbidding those in authority from deceiving them, being harsh to them, neglecting their best interests, and being unmindful of them and their needs. How one may ask, how do you neglect their best interest? A lot of time when a person is in authority, a person is in power, he's thinking about his own interest. How I can fill my coffers, how I can see for myself. He's not interested in the interest of others. Sometimes if he's handling an estate, he's looking at the money of the estate and think how I can benefit from here, rather than looking to see how the heirs of the estate can benefit. Like that he's a trustee of the trust or he's a treasurer. He's looking to see that what benefit is there for me. But what a Muslim should look to see what is the interest of others. What is in the interest of those people whose monies I'm handling? Such an important aspect of our deen. Like that when a government is introducing policies also in a country, in a Muslim country, then what he should do? He should look at the interest of the people. Am I introducing this policy so that I can get more recognition internationally with the other presidents or the West? Or am I actually introducing this policy which is in the interest of my own people? And then you'll find that there's so many things that can get rooted out. So many accusations that can come out. Recently there were so many accusations of governments just trying to introduce medication, vaccinations, programs for their people just so that they may appease some other president, some other government, some other authority, not thinking what is the interest of my own people. So under this Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought two ayat. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنِ تَبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says, be humble to those believers who follow you. In other words, they are following you, they are your subordinates. Be humble, be good with them. Don't abuse that authority that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْضِ يَعِذُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. In Surah Al-Nahl, Allah Ta'ala says, verily Allah Ta'ala instructs justice, the doing of good and giving to relatives. And Allah Ta'ala forbids immoral behavior, evil and oppression. He advises you so that you may take heed. Allah Ta'ala is giving us nasihat, Allah Ta'ala is giving us advice, so that not that we just listen to it, we listen to it and we take heed. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq also of bringing the beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We see that akhlaq at all levels, children to the parents, parents to the children, like that, husband to the wife, wife to the husband, employer, employee, authority, government, every situation, Shariat is showing us how we should be behaving so that there is no abuse. And when this comes into one's lives and comes into a community, there's so much of enjoyment, there's so much of happiness. You won't find a situation where the government is looting the country and the poor citizens are suffering. They don't know what to do. Infrastructure is failing. This is failing. That is failing. Why? Because Islam is teaching us, we look at the interest of the people. We don't look in our own interest. We see how we can be of assistance to others. We don't become an assistance to, I mean, we don't become any harm to others, and we only assist others. As in Umar radiallahu anhu, when he was appointed the Khalifa, then he would be so concerned that I must be acting in the interest of the people. On one occasion, he went on to the minbar and he addressed the people and he said, "Oh people, if you find any crookedness you find in me, correct me same time. I'll be happy if you correct me." And then one person in that crowd, outspoken person, he said, "Oh Umar, oh Amirul Mu'mineen, we will correct you with our swords." On that occasion, Umar didn't get upset. This person was an ordinary citizen, so to speak. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was the Amir al-Mu'mineen. He praised Allah. That Alhamdulillah, he thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he created such people amongst me that he's prepared to correct me when I do wrong. How happy they would get that there's somebody here to correct me. And this is the style of a leader. This is the style of a person in authority. He's humble. وَخْفِدْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ He's humble and he's willing to take correction at any time. He's not abusing authority. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.